In its extraordinary meeting on Wednesday, the Sudanese military authority instructed telecommunications companies to immediately suspend services to all SIM cards that are not registered. Military spokesperson Nabil Abdallah says Sudanese leaders also resolved to take legal action against anyone found inciting hate speech on social media and elsewhere.
All judicial and security authorities must take the necessary urgent legal measures against parties that incite racist strife and engage in sedition, whether through social media or any other channels that affect social peace and public tranquility in the country.
The military says hate speech and the negative use of social media escalated recent intercommunal violence in Blue Nile State between the Hausa and the Berti tribes. The violence left more than 100 people dead. Nearly 200 others were injured, and thousands of people, mostly women and children, have been displaced. Some Khartoum residents and activists have condemned the move, saying it violates people's privacy. Khartoum resident Zainab Muzammil says communication is a personal right, and no one has the right to take it away.
The authorities have no legal rights to intervene in personal affairs of anybody. This is one of the tools used by any authoritarian rule to crack down on every challenging party to their rule. That is why they are using their authority on telecommunications.
Sudanese lawyer and rights defender Samir Sheikh Idris calls the decision illegal, saying it violates citizens' freedom of expression. Idris says telecommunications companies have no right to terminate a contract with a client unless there is a legal basis for doing so.
They don't have the right to stop this service, which is between a client and a telecommunications company. These services are provided based on certain conditions, and any interference with the services from the companies might have legal implications.
Telecommunications companies in Sudan were not immediately available for comment. Sudanese military authorities have shut down communications and internet services during mass demonstrations in the country. A move which have been described by many human rights activists as a violation of freedom of expression. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.